You're listening to Filling Seats, the State of Enrollment Marketing in Higher Ed, hosted by StudentBridge. In this podcast, you'll learn what's working to grow, shape, and sustain enrollment at colleges and universities directly from fellow enrollment marketers, thought leaders, and ed tech innovators. Listen in for proven strategies to fill seats this cycle and beyond. Welcome to episode 29 of Filling Seats. This episode marks the one-year anniversary of our podcast. Our first three episodes launched on February 1st, 2022. In the past year, you've heard from seven higher ed thought leaders and 23 colleagues at colleges and universities across the country, including community colleges and technical schools, small publics, small privates, and HBCU, several large publics, health programs, graduate programs, and law schools. We've landed on the top 150 marketing podcast charts several times, and the top five most downloaded episodes were episode 11, Website Pages and Inquiry Outreach with Bob Johnson, episode 19, Community College Recruitment with Cassie Montgomery of Amarillo College, episode 27, Authentic Messaging with Lindsay Nyquist of Fort Lewis College, episode 16, Campus Culture That Differentiates with Lauren Finley and Noelle Stovall of Jacksonville State University. And our most downloaded episode has been episode 23, Communicating the Why with Tim Butterfield of Grinnell College. Thank you to everyone who has been a guest, listened, and shared over the past year. If you'd like to be a guest on an upcoming episode, visit studentbridge.com/podcast and complete the form at the bottom of the page. Now for this episode, you'll hear from Jonathan Clues, CEO and founder of StudentBridge. You'll hear him discuss what the past few years have looked like for StudentBridge, what's to come this year, and how that will have a huge impact for colleges and universities, and what insight he has for schools to meet enrollment goals this year. If you'd like to know more about why Jonathan chose to work in higher education after being a professional race car driver and what he believes the future of higher education and enrollment marketing are, be sure to check out episode 1 after you listen to this one. Here's Jonathan.
So 2022 was, as I expected at the beginning of 2022, just a year of survival, really. We came out great and we came out in a really strong position, but it's really the first year I went into a business year after 2020 and 2021, just not knowing what to expect. I think we heard so many times that, you know, these are uncharted times and hard to navigate. And so coming to 2022, I just didn't want to make any predictions. It was just like, I'm going to roll with the punches through 2022. So in reality, the fact we came out as strong as we did, really saw some upticks at the end of the year, both from the market and the industry, as well as our own teams, just everyone really pushing through. It was really heartwarming, if you will, and just a great thing to witness and experience.
So obviously a lot of our partners at colleges and universities have been faced with budget cuts, lots of uncertainty, the great resignation. What are some trends that you saw for schools in the past year?
Great resignation really was more almost a great exodus from higher education. We have partners and colleagues that had maybe 20, 30 people in an office of enrollment that went to 3 or 4 people. And so it was a massive exodus. And then we almost saw some musical chairs, which is quite normal in our beloved industry, that people move from institution to institution, taking that wealth of knowledge and ability with them. So we kind of saw some settling in the kind of the shrinking of roles. But that doesn't mean that our hardworking partners on the other side of the fence aren't feeling the pressure. I don't think there's any president out there or dean that said, hey, you know what, we've got half the staff, let's hit half the enrollment numbers. So they're having to find ways to hit the same numbers with less people. And they're definitely feeling the pinch. But of course, with salary savings, while budget cuts have occurred, there's so much salary savings going on. And when you don't have the people and feet on the ground, it's the time to really adopt technology and other systems that can help you amplify the size of your team. So from that respect, we've seen the schools that still wanted to kind of sell their way out of it versus save their way out of it, really doubling down and looking for new solutions to help amplify their message and reach that prospective student, which is at the end of the day, the lifeblood of the institution.
So obviously, other than StudentBridge, are there any other providers out there that you've seen offering really great solutions that schools are adopting?
I make a real point of going to quite a few of the industry conferences that I can throughout the year. And I use that as much to meet our partners and potential prospective new partners as to talk to colleagues in the industry at, you may even call them competitors, but just friendly competitors or just adjacencies. And I think the whole industry echoes the same thing, the vendor side as well, is that we've had the great resignation impact us. It's been hard to keep hold of our own teams. Budgets have been cut on our side as well. But from the kind of opening up of the industry, I think that during 2020, obviously, there was a fake sugar rush from maybe government grants and CARES Act money and things that happened that meant there was more cash. 2021, we saw that pendulum swing far the other way and people actually battened down the hatches and stopped spending. 2022, I'd say my peers in the industry as well as us have seen, again, just maybe not a return to 2019. I wouldn't say we're there yet, but we've definitely seen that easing. It may not be an easing of budget. It's more of a realization that you just have to spend and buy wisely, but you still have to buy. And one of the key topics or one of the kind of storylines that came out is a feeling that, look, while education is served, especially in our area of education, which is the recruitment of students, so that admissions and enrollment side, it's really served by 100 or 200 fantastic vendors with great solutions that solve a small part of the puzzle. And with the lack of resource on the buying side at the universities and colleges, there has been a general feel that they are sometimes forced to go with more the all-in-one solution that actually may not be as good as the laser-focused boutique solutions, specialized solutions. But just from an onboarding perspective, like, hey, we can onboard vendor, we can do better vendor management. So they're compromising the end solution because they're so time starved. And so, you know, I think that when it comes to advice, it's easy for me to give advice from a vendor point of view, obviously. But reality is you've got to balance what are the key solutions you shouldn't compromise on. At the end of the day, one size fits all jeans don't look good on anyone. They just fit everyone. And so I think it's really important to like work out which parts can be a little bit more vanilla, which parts can be out there just doing a job, ticking a box. And which parts really need to knock it out of the park and get a maximum ROI on your spend. Because ROI isn't just about dollars, it's about time. And so sometimes it's worth putting a bit of extra effort and a bit of extra money into the things that are really going to impact their business goals, which is the enrollment of right-fit students that are going to retain and graduate. And so that would be my suggestion, is don't just suddenly say, hey, everything's got to be easy. Because I think that great saying is that, anything easy is rarely great, and anything's great is rarely easy. So I don't think that's the right answer anyway.
Tell me about the upcoming launch of Student Bridge 3.0.
It's a very exciting time for us. We've been listening to customers, really putting our ears to the ground to both our vendors and partners on the school side, but also their customers, the students. And really our job and our goal at Student Bridge is to improve the way schools can tell their story and engage students in a way that they can do it quicker, faster, and cheaper than they can do themselves, and better. And so what we're really excited about StudentBridge 3.0 is we're bringing out an amazing data platform, AI-driven data platform, to back up our award-winning consumer-facing content delivery platforms. So for years, we've won the battle on engaging students, but now we're going to be able to measure them. And now we're going to be able to tell you exactly what they want, exactly what they've been looking at, how long for, and building up a really powerful student profile as well as an engagement score based on the content. Beyond that as well, part of StudentBridge 3.0 is actually a world's first, really, is a content score. So we are indexing all of our content in our platform to provide our partners, the schools and universities, real insights into what content's moving the needle. Because, you know, we produce content all the time and everyone produces the world's content, but out there's a lot of noise, a lot of content that's really not doing much, just sits there. And so our content scoring will also be able to help college and universities know where to invest their time and effort into the content that is performing versus what isn't performing.
How will this impact some of our college and university partners?
Well, StudentBridge is very proud to boast over 250, approaching 260 partners, college and universities, and everyone's going to be offered the upgrade. Every new prospective partner is going to be on the new platform. It's going to be our standard. But as far as impacting existing customers, well, the sooner we can get them upgraded into the new platform, the better. Because the content already exists and all we need to do is start wiring it in to start getting fantastic data and insights and measurements out of it. And of course, whether it's a new partner or an existing partner, the idea of better insights is to make better decisions. See, when teams are smaller like they are now, if everyone looks the same, you treat them the same. But if StudentBridge can help identify highly engaged individuals or individuals that are engaged with certain types of content, universities and colleges can really personalize that outreach and really think about the way they want to speak to student A versus student B versus student C, which not only is a massively improved experience for that student, because now you actually know what they're interested in, but will drive better outcomes.
What else can partners expect from us in the coming year?
One of my goals at Student Bridge is never to stand still or sit still. So we are looking at the next stage of problems we've heard from our customers, which is the student, their insatiable thirst for content, especially video content. There's a reason why TikTok's number one, YouTube's a close number three behind Google search engine. And it's video, video, video. And video can be a large investment of time and money to produce correctly. So we are really excited about producing a continuous content system, that's a workflow system that's taken our 22 years of experience producing award-winning content that gets results and be able to allow the colleges and universities to do it at scale quickly and affordably. So we're really excited about that. That may come out at the tail end of 2023, but the first half of 2023 is all about StudentBridge 3.0, getting those data insights out there and really helping colleges and universities make better decisions.
Let's talk a little bit about messaging. How should schools be messaging this year?
We see there being three major issues that the universities and colleges are facing. And then the first one, which is a messaging thing, is college even worth it? Is a degree worth it? Now, in the unbelievable times we've had of low unemployment and lots of jobs out there, not enough talent to take the jobs, the college degree became a little bit less required. People were just hiring people without it, and people were hiring anyone just to get a warm body into the seat. So now the time's come where that's changing. We see layoffs, we see job layoffs, we know the economy's changing. And this is a typical time when people actually go back to school to, hey, we can't get a job, I'm going to go back to school and further my education. And so this is a really key time, I think, for universities and colleges to jump on that and really explain about the value of an education. See, too many of our customers and partners will really just talk about themselves. We're good at this, we're good at this, we're good at that. But to a student, they want to be spoken about, what does it mean to me? A lot of what we've been doing recently has been a line of neuroscience and neuromarketing, which is all about talking to the person from their point of view. And so we're going to start encouraging colleges and universities really to start talking to those fears of a student and or doubts of a student versus just promoting university's high points. Because every university is really good at telling us what they're good at, but that doesn't really answer maybe the bigger macro problem of, should I even be going to college?
What else should schools be focusing on in the new year? Any strategies or tactics you think that are really worthwhile?
I think that universities need to start grasping that students come to college for an experience, not just education. Because you can get a great education online. You can get a good education online in your own time, in your own pace. What you don't get is that interpersonal experience. You don't get the experience of leaving home and getting out your parents' basement and doing your own laundry for the first time. So I believe that universities need to really double down on the experience they provide a student of kind of coming to age as an independent individual adult and really focusing not just on campus, but community, showing that a campus is always part of the local community. It always has been. And that's why we have university towns. And so I really believe that universities need to look at increasing the amount of content they have. Yeah, we want to talk about the great programs. Yes, we want to talk about the great athletics they have. Yes, we want to talk about all kinds of different programs about the opportunities the university offers. But what about the local community? What about the outcomes for jobs? And I think that they need to get far broader in their storytelling.
Any other advice or insights for our enrollment friends?
Struggles of 21 and 22 are going to continue. I think that, in fact, potentially it could even get tougher in some ways. The economy may have a harder time through 2023 than it did in 2022. And at times it was hard to even tell that we're actually effectively in a recession. Any trying time is always an opportunity for the people that are willing to get ahead of it. And so my advice would always be, don't rest on your laurels, don't stop. Don't get defeated. Look, the Blockbuster story. Who would have ever thought when you walked down to a Blockbuster and picked your VHS for 3-day rental? Who would have thought they're out of business now? Who would have thought that JCPenney's out of business and Sears? If you don't evolve, you die. And you really, really have to think of it as education has challenges and headwinds. It always has. But now's the time. Technology's been around for 30, 40 years, and it's only getting stronger. It's not going anywhere. And I just encourage universities to get less scared of it will be or shy about embracing technology, get informed about what technology can do for them in amplifying the message, increasing the message of a smaller team to still hit bigger results because it's there right in front of them. And look, Student Bridge would love to help you. Maybe we don't have the solution for you. And if we don't, we'll guide you in the right direction if we know where to send you. But most of the vendor community is there to help the industry. We do well when the industry does well. So I think 2023 is another year we're all in it together and we've got to support each other and get through it.
Any conferences you're looking forward to this year where someone might be able to meet you in person?
We like going to quite a lot of the conferences. SIBS is always a great one when it comes to the more the in-person tour and the on-campus experience. We love our partnership with RNL and we always love their conference. It's always a great event with great people and a really more intimate setting to really meet people and have great conversations. And of course, the big shows like NACAC, always worthwhile just to get to the big ones, see what's out there. That's when I really look forward to meeting other vendors as well. And so it's great to get back in person and meet people and have a drink or a coffee and just say hi in person. So a lot of good stuff coming along in 2023.
This is the Filling Seats podcast hosted by Student Bridge, where we help enrollment teams achieve more by fusing authentic storytelling with industry-leading technology and personalized digital experiences. If you're looking to attract more, amaze more, and achieve more, visit studentbridge.com. To connect with this episode's guest, check out the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, leave a rating and review, and don't forget to subscribe. For more information about the podcast or to let us know you'd like to be a guest, visit studentbridge.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.